Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here as we begin a new course of study today on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and as mentioned, we would love to have you join us any chance that you may have here at the Arlington Church of Christ. Let's open our Bibles to the book of 1 John, there towards the end of the New Testament. 1 John chapter 4 is where we will be beginning in the time allotted for us today. Dear friend, I do appreciate you joining us. If you would like to share this with a friend, this is program number 115, by the way. We would love for you to do so anytime online. That's at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program, and then from there you can click and listen to, download, share. This one, number 115, Three Keys to Peace, or any of the preceding programs at any time just for you. Our goal is we never ask for money. It's not to raise money. It is to study God's Word together and hopefully put valuable resources in your hand to help you be a better servant of God tomorrow than you were today. That's all we're here for, is to simply read the Word. I want us to talk about three simple keys to peace. Peace is something that our world, dear friends, desperately needs. Not just today. It is needed for quite some time, and if the Lord hastens His Son's return, we will need peace for many years to come. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit. It is something that the Christian should work upon cultivating daily in their lives. Peace is something we should all strive for, dear friends. In fact, Paul says in the Christian to-do list in Romans chapter 12, around about verse 18, if it is possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Now, he's not saying every man's going to live peaceably with you, but that you should do your best in whatever you're doing to live at peace with those around you. See, I can only control myself. I can't control the way that you act, the way you behave, what you say or what you do, but I can control me. I can control what I do, how I say and how I act. So it is my job to do my best to live in peace with those that are around me. And dear friends, it is your admonition as well. We're looking at three simple keys to peace. And our first one, as we mentioned a moment ago, was in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16. This would be the John that was the beloved apostle that wrote the gospel according to John. He writes 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And he also gets the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation. So really, John's written a significant portion of our Bible. We usually think, of course, of Paul wrote the most. John actually comes in second, followed there by Luke. Notice here what John says. In 1 John 4 and verse 16, he says, and we have known and believe the love that God has to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Number one key to peace, we need to fret not. Why? Because God loves you. God loves you. Now, we know the golden text of the Bible, right? John chapter 3, verse number 16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, the junior golden text of the Bible, 1 John 3:16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So we see love is exampled here. We should, number one, not fret. Why? Because God loves you. He loves you so much that he was willing to send his Son to die. You know, Paul, when he writes to those in Philippi in the Philippian letter, chapter 2, he has preaching with the idea, when Jesus left heaven, he literally emptied himself of heaven and came down to walk upon this earth as a man. He left heaven. Why? Because he loves me. And knowing that my Father loves me, dear friends, causes me to have peace. We have known and believe the love that God has to us. God is love. You know, John talks about in 1 John, God is love, and love more frequently than I believe any writer does, at least in the five chapters. It seems per capita he speaks more about love than anyone else does. But notice here, he that dwelleth, that ETH, I'm reading from the King James translation, denotes a continual action, a continuing, it's habitual, or your root word of habit. He that continues to dwell in love, continues to dwell in God, and the idea then is that God continues to dwell in him. So the first key to peace, before we go to our break here, is I don't need to fret, because God loves me. And knowing that God loves me gives me peace. Dear friends, we're going to take a quick break. I don't want to get into our second point here and have to interrupt it. So with that, go ahead and take our break. Brother Jim Dearman is going to invite you to services here at the Arlington Church of Christ. We'd love for you to come visit with us at the next convenient opportunity for you. We'll join you on the other side of the break, give you key number two to peace here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Well, thank you, Brother Dearman. Once again, my name is Justin Reed, if you're just joining us here on Reading the Word, and we're studying Keys to Peace. This is program 115 in our series, and if you want to study this one again or share it with someone you know love, or love, I should say, you can do so anytime online. That website is readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. readingtheword.net, radio program. Scroll down, you find they're arranged by air date, so it should be easy to find. And you can listen to them there on the website or download them and send them to someone else. We never ask for money. We don't need money. We want to study God's Word with you, and that's how much we care for you. We finance it ourselves. We're talking about keys for peace. The world needs peace. We pray for peace. Peace in the Middle East. Peace in war zones. Peace here. Peace there. Peace everywhere. We've mentioned how Paul says we are to live at peace with all men. And we're looking at three simple keys for peace, and they all start with the letter F. Number one is to fret not, 1 John 4, in verse 16. Why? Because God loves you. Number two on our study today, three keys to peace. Number two is to faint not. Faint not. Look with me, if you will, at the 139th Psalm. Psalm 139 in verse 10. Now, we normally look at this psalm to think about the fearfully and wonderfully made, how God, children are created. They are blessings from God. But that's not where we're going today, although this is in this passage. Back up to verse number 10. He has just talked about, let's see, in verse number 7, where shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I go up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell or in the depths, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost of the sea, notice verse 10, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Three keys to peace, number two, dear friends, we need to faint not. Why? Because God holds us. There is peace being held by God. It's nothing to be ashamed of. God holds those that are His and those that He loves. Think about this. The psalmist David is asking, where can I go from thy spirit? I can't go anywhere that God is not there. If I go to the highest points, today Mount Everest is our highest peak. If I go up there, guess what? God is there. And if I go down, as far down as a human has ever been, down in the ocean, God is there. If I take wings in the morning, early in the morning, late at night, in the dark, in the light, he says, even shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Now, I am right-handed. That's the dominant hand. I know there are people who are left-handed. My father is left-handed. My aunt is left-handed. There's nothing wrong with being left-handed. But we think of right hand, especially in Scripture, denotes a place of position, a place of power, a place of authority. You know, the Bible depicts Christ as sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. The mother of James and John asked who would sit at Christ's right hand, and he said, no one. I sit at the Father's right hand. In Scripture, when Stephen is being stoned, we see Jesus standing by the right hand of God. Then every time after that, we see him seated by the throne, the right hand. Well, notice here what the psalmist says, God will hold me with his right hand. We sing the song in our songbook, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. Starts out by saying, time is filled with swift transitions. Not unmoved of earth can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Dear friends, oh, how better we would be if we could just hold to the Master's hand. See, God holds us. That causes me not to faint, and that gives me peace. Let's look at our third and final key to peace, dear friends, here on Reading the Word. It's fear not. Fear not. Look with me back a handful of Psalms, if you will. Psalm 121 and verse number 5. Psalm 121 and verse number 5. After you hit Psalm 119, the longest psalm, right just past the middle of the Bible, that's Psalm 118, you get 15 psalms or songs of degrees. So 120 through 134. And with these songs of degrees, the idea behind it is, these might have been songs that they sang maybe as they were ascending to go up to Jerusalem to worship. Nonetheless, they have been all kind of grouped together. But look here at 121 and verse 5, our third and final key to peace. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Our third key to peace, dear friends, we need to fear not. Why? Because God keeps you. God keeps you. Now, God's not going to literally pick you up from falling into a volcano, falling into lava. That's not how God works. We are kept by the word of God. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, a nice place to dwell and a nice path to walk upon. See, once again, that thought of that right hand. God is there. God keeps us. And dear friends, being kept by God brings me peace. Now, if I'm out doing debaucherous things, if I don't do what God has said, if I don't open His Word, if I don't read from it, if I don't study from it, if I'm not a child of His and He's not keeping me, but I'm not letting Him be my keeper. You know, the psalmist says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And oftentimes a shepherd is what? He's the keeper of the sheep. We see a nice correlation there between the two. So how do I have peace? Number one, and they all start with F, is to fret not. 1 John 4 and verse 16, why? Because God loves you. Second key to peace, I need to faint not. Why? Psalm 139 and verse 10, because God holds you. And lastly, I need to fear not. Why? Psalm 121 and verse 5, because God keeps you. Oh, dear friends, if we just take these three biblical teachings to heart, learn by them, we will have peace. You know, when Paul writes those in Philippi, he talks about the peace which passes all understanding. Many things about tomorrow I don't know or understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know He holds my hand. When I live for Him, when I live and abide in His Word, dear friends, that brings me peace. Do I know why things happen in this world? I do not. That's okay. I'm not meant to live here forever, nor do I want to. I'm ready to go for that heavenly home, and I make that my goal and my mission and journey each and every day. And I hope you do as well. And dear friends, I hope if you're in a period of hostility, this lesson on peace will help you. Once again, if you want to study at any time online, you can do so on my website. That's readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. You have two options there, one for radio program, one for bulletin articles. Click on the radio, click on whatever, but this is under the radio program button. Click on that, it'll open up a new window, and that has all 115 to date programs on there. You just find this one. This is number 115, Three Keys to Peace. You can play it in the window right there. You can download it for your convenience. And you can listen to any of the other ones and send them to somebody you love. You keep clicking on there. It says Bible resources, notes, sermons, everything on there that I can do to help you be more faithful to God. It's on there. Do appreciate you being with us. Hope you'll join us again next week, same time. We begin a new course of study. May the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.